piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. A long time ago, I guess it was the Persians, they thought of something cool. And when they thought of things that were cool, somehow that adjective got attached inextricably to melons.
Melons.
Melons are cool all by themselves.
All by themselves. When you eat a melon, it seems to me it doesn't even matter what the room temperature is. It's always going to be cooler.
We're in the hot weather. We inevitably think of those cool melons. There's some really cool melons coming on the market right at this moment, locally.
Cantaloupe, cassabas, Santa Rosa melon. The problem, John, has always been, and I'm not the only one who has this problem, how do I know that the melon I'm buying is really ripe and ready to eat? Because one thing I do know is that once the melon has been removed from the plant, it's removed from its sugar source.
That's right.
It's not going to get any sweeter, with the exception, I learned recently, of honeydew melon, that if it's put into a bag, a paper bag with apples, that the ethylene gas from the apples will help ripen that honeydew melon, and it will actually get sweeter. I did not know this before. But with a cantaloupe, for example, it's always been really a bit of guesswork. One of the best ways of knowing if a melon is ripe, first of all, it has to be at room temperature. So if you're in a facility where they're keeping melons cold, if you're buying your melons cold in a market, there's no way to tell because you need to smell the melon, and it has to be at room temperature, and it's got to have an aroma. A fruity aroma. That will tell you that it's ripe. If you walk into a market in the produce section and melons are all at room temperature in a bin and you are getting that smell as you are coming into the market, then go straight to that melon section and start smelling individual ones. Those are the ones you want to buy.
Somehow, once you hold that melon in your hand, to me, you can sense somehow that this one is ripe and this one over here is not ripe. But it's the aroma, really.
It's the aroma that's the giveaway.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
But you were telling me something about, I think it was honeydew. You were supposed to detect the fur on it.
There's contradictory information on this, but the last honeydew that I bought, I tested it by running my hand very lightly over the surface, not pressing down on the melon, running it very lightly over the surface, and it felt very fuzzy. It had a fuzzy feeling. And I was told that if it had a fuzzy feeling, the melon was ripe. You should also be able to smell it, however.
Yes.
Okay. Then I saw a video online saying that the only way to really tell the ripeness of a honeydew melon is to make sure that there wasn't the fuzzy feeling, that you could rub your thumb on it and it would make a squeaky sound. Yes. I thought, well, that's very interesting because I've never done that, but I've always succeeded if I could feel that layer of fuzz. My feeling on it now is that I really want to smell it.
I want to
be able to smell it.
Yes, and it should smell like a honeydew melon.
Perfectly juicy and sweet. It's one of the best melons, and I love the green color.
Probably you ought to go in there with your eyes closed. Take me to the melons, and when you get over there, honeydew. If that happens, folks, you're home free.
You're home free.
Yeah.
Now, watermelons are different.
Yeah.
The way I've always told if a watermelon is ripe is that I thump it. It has to have a hollow sound.
That's what the man said. Thump them.
Thump them and hollow sound.
I haven't always been totally successful with that, but I have to say, I grew up where the watermelon man would come down the street with a truck full of watermelons, and he'd say, Alabama Rattlers! Alabama Rattlers!
You know, why were they rattlers?
They had a kind of a striped
on the
skin.
Rind.
That was the Alabama Rattler, I guess. And you go out there, and he'd be thumping them for you. Hey, hear that? Hear that? That's the one, man. So you get that one. My dad actually raised them up in northern Michigan, if you can believe it. I never saw anyone actually raising them that far north. It's a marvelous, marvelous fruit. When you get one that's perfect,
it's perfect.
It's like being in heaven or something.
I know. I can eat huge amounts of watermelon.
I remember thinking as a child once that in heaven, we can eat all the watermelon that we want, you know. And they'll all be perfect, right?
I've always just eaten the melon. But lately, people have been turning watermelon into recipes, and not only just watermelon, but cantaloupe and honeydew and other melons, and making sorbets out of them. Watermelon is actually very good in a salad, cubed, in a salad with feta cheese. The salty sweet playoff against flavors, and then very lightly dressed. You could do an Asian flavor if you want with Chinese rice wine vinegar and a little bit of peanut oil, or you could do olive oil and maybe red wine vinegar, depending on the overall flavor that you wanted. But watermelon takes very well to salads.
And I think cantaloupe does as well. Cantaloupe is probably the supreme melon that we experience. Well, you can buy it in small quantities.
It's a small melon. One of the things we learned when we lived in Italy about cantaloupe was that if you took wedges of cantaloupe and you wrapped prosciutto around it, again, the salt sweet.
Yes, salt.
And the play of prosciutto against the sweet cantaloupe is unbelievable. It's absolutely wonderful.
It's a cool thing on these hot days to get yourself a melon. Be sure and smell it. And come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da